flight trouble. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. Delays and cancellations are making 4th of July weekend air travel a disaster for some.
Since Friday, there have been more than 13,000 delays, 1,241 cancellations. If you have a flight today, well, not looking better. FlightAware's real-time data shows 388 flights already delayed. Leading the cancellations was American Airlines because of this so-called glitch in their scheduling platform, which derailed things and left planes literally without pilots.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. And a fatal accident Saturday in Washington, D.C., involving a vehicle plowing into people near a roadside seller of fireworks.
A driver striking a fireworks stand in Washington, D.C., killing a bicyclist and another person. Police say it is believed the driver ran a red light after suffering a medical emergency. No other people were hurt in the incident.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court's top-ranking security official wants state leaders to help protect the justices, but the governors of Maryland and Virginia say it's not their job.
The marshal of the nation's highest court, Gail Curley, sent letters to Maryland Governor Larry Hogan and Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, asking the states to enforce laws to restrict protests at the homes of the justices who live just outside of Washington, D.C. The governors responded by pointing the finger at the White House. Hogan's spokesman says 2 months ago, both governors asked Attorney General Merrick Garland to enforce federal statutes that prohibit picketing at judges' residences, but the Department of Justice declined the request. Last month, a 26-year-old man went to the Maryland home of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, allegedly with plans to kill Kavanaugh and then himself.
Fox's Richard Jordan, and we're just learning about a shooting in Denmark where police say several people have been shot at a Copenhagen shopping mall. One person has been arrested. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A 3-year-old boy is dead after falling from a Manhattan balcony. Fox's Ted Linder with this story.
The NYPD says the investigation is ongoing as to how the toddler fell from the 29th floor of the Harlem high-rise in New York City Saturday morning. Witnesses say the boy landed on scaffolding below near the third floor and was rushed to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. It's unclear if window guards, which are required if a child under 10 lives there, were installed in the unit where the boy fell from. Investigators say at least two adults were home in the apartment at the time of the incident. Ted Linder, Fox News.
And a vegan mom is convicted of starving her 18-month-old child to death. Fox's Laura Cantor reports.
39-year-old Sheila O'Leary of Florida is facing life in prison after her first-degree murder conviction last week. A Lee County, Florida jury found the vegan mother guilty of starving her son Ezra to death by placing him on a strict diet consisting only of raw fruit and vegetables and breast milk. Ezra died in his sleep in 2019, weighing just 17 pounds. 7 pounds below average. O'Leary will be sentenced later this month. Her husband, 33-year-old Ryan O'Leary, was indicted on the same charges and is expected to be tried later this year. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Meanwhile, forget about dog bites. Postal workers are now being robbed in and around one city. Fox's Samantha Liebman explains.
The U.S. Postal Service investigating after several mail carriers robbed in Washington, D.C. and Maryland. That's according to Fox 5 D.C. The agency says two mail carriers were held up at gunpoint Thursday, four more on Friday. Those happened in Northeast D.C. and Tacoma Park, Maryland. Thursday's incidents in Northwest D.C., Wheaton, Beltsville, and Columbia. Investigators say they have surveillance of two getaway vehicles in two of the robberies. The suspects haven't stolen mail, as far as they know, but instead took personal and postal service property. Samantha Liepman, Fox News.
I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.